you. Naked. Kneeling on the floor. Right in front of the front door. What could you be waiting for, sweetie? What could have driven you to this? Oh, that's right. You were ordered to. By your own girlfriend. How pathetic. You'll do anything she says. Anything she orders. She's your superior. Your mistress. Your cuckoldress. She ordered you to wait for her. Just like this. She's out with her friends. And you have no idea when she'll return. You've been kneeling here for hours, naked, not allowed to touch yourself, cock hard as a rock, throbbing in anticipation, watching that door, focused on the shiny brass knob, hoping it'll turn, turn, turn. It's turning. This is real. She's really home. Feel your dick twitch. She's here. Opening the door. Head down, cuckold. Know your place. They're coming in. You could hear so many sets of high heels. Click-clacking. You're throbbing. So excited. She sees you. She's looking down at you. You can feel it. Sense it. You hear giggling around you. Her friends. Oh my god. Two of them. Their giggles are beautiful. Oh my. Your girlfriend. She's ordering you to look up. Do as you're told, cuck. Take it all in. The first thing you see are high heels. Three pairs. Black. Shiny. 7 inches tall. Fuck me, stilettos. Continuing up. Stockings. All black, of course. Leading up to garter belt. Black sequin dresses. Three gorgeous ladies. Your girlfriend. She's the prettiest of all. Standing tall between them. Helping them to unzip their dresses. Right in front of you. They're all looking down at you. The girls are trying not to giggle at you. But your girlfriend. She's looking at you with pity. Such a helpless creature, kneeling on the floor. You're such a failed man. A weak little cuckold, doing as you're told. Watch their dresses hit the floor. All three. Revealing lingerie. Black. Lacy. See-through, tight little thongs, barely covering plump pussy lips, lacy sheer black bras, soft breasts overflowing, a stunning sight, a sight too exquisite for your unworthy eyes, they're goddesses, women to be worshipped. Perfect idols of femininity and domination. They know they have power over you, sweetie. They know how weak you really are. It's not hard to tell. They're towering over you, moving closer, heels clacking on the wood floor, encircling you. Each one extending a leg clad in goddess-like stockings, shiny and smooth and silky and Oh, so sexy. Each extended leg is an invitation to worship. You know what to do. Yes, start with their heels. Kiss them, sweetie. Each one. One, two, three. One, two, three. Worship their feet. You're unworthy. So unworthy. Being allowed to worship their heels is almost too much. Feel your cock throbbing. You may stroke if you like. They like seeing you touch yourself. Yes. Kiss them. Worship. Trail your kisses up their legs. One. Two. Three. Pay attention to each girl. Leave no inch of stocking-clad skin unkissed. They like this. They like having so much power over you. Time to switch legs. Watch them extend their other legs now. Oh, so sexy. Kiss them all over. Worship. Worship. Imagine what they were doing tonight before they came home to you. Where were they? At a nightclub? Dancing with other men? You see wedding rings on the other girl's fingers. They're married. Cheating on their husbands. Like your girlfriend is cheating on you. Imagine them in their tight black dresses. Dancing up on big strong guys. Real men. Grinding against their dicks, exposing their deep cleavage to be groped, asses to be spanked, making other men hard, real men with real cocks. Stroke faster at the thought, jerk your disappointing little cock. Yes, disappointing. That's why they cheat. That's why your girlfriend cheats on you with well-hung men. Your cock doesn't measure up. You're too small. They're looking at it now. Staring at your penis. So tiny. Laughing at it. Laughing at you. Mocking you while you worship their legs. Their heels. Listen. They're calling you names. Shrimp dick. Itty bitty clitty. Pathetic penis cuckold slut. One pump chump. Baby dick bitch. Humiliating you. Treating you like a slave. It makes you horny, doesn't it? Being treated this way by beautiful women. By your significant other. This is what your girlfriend really thinks of you. When she's with other men, she doesn't think of you. She forgets about your little pencil penis. All her attention is focused on the massive cock pummeling her perfect pussy hole. You're not a man to her, or her friends. You're a bitch. A weak-willed, small-dicked bitch. Ooh, they're coming closer now. Even closer. Standing tightly together. Heels and legs pressed side to side. Presenting their perfection to you. Three sets of perfect, smooth legs. Three sets of gorgeous, heel-clad goddess feet. It makes you want to come, doesn't it? Yes. They want you to come. All over their heels. Come on, Cookie. It's time to show them how much of a slut you are. Position your cock right in front of their heels, lining them up for a nice clean shot. Some of the heels have a peep toe. You can see their perfect pedicures. Shiny red nails, begging for your cum load. Their eyes are closed. They're not even thinking of you now. They're fantasizing about their night out. All the men they kissed. All the cocks they sucked. The alpha male cum load's resting in their pussies right now. Held inside with their panties. That's right. All three girls are currently loaded with other men's sperm. In their stomachs. In their wombs. Filled to the brim with cheating seed. And where does your cum go? Not in their mouths. Not in their pussies. On their heels. Their feet. Your weak cuckold sperm gets shot where it belongs. As low to the ground as possible. Stroke faster. They're moaning a little. Imagining being fucked. Brutally fucked by other men. Your girlfriend especially. She loves big, thick cock. Much bigger than the one in your hand. Stroke faster. Harder. Closer. Stare at their heels. Shiny, black, inviting. A perfect platter for cum to shoot all over. Come on, cock. Feel your heart racing, cock pulsing, balls trembling. It's time. Squirt your load. Come all over their heels. Yes. Such a nice queen load. Make them nice and sticky. Coat their heels. Good boy. Oh, this is all you get. No sucking. No fucking. Just kneeling and squirting. Now be a good cuckold and clean up the mess you made. If you don't have a towel handy, you'll just have to use your mouth.